Postscript. In writing classes, I was frequently told, write what you know. It's an adage writers often hear, and it left me confused. Write what I know? How do I do that? I'm writing fantasy. I can't know what it's like to use magic. For that matter, I can't know what it's like to be female, but I want to write from a variety of viewpoints. As I matured in skill, I began to see what this phrase meant. Though in this genre we write about the fantastic, the stories work best when there is solid grounding in our world. Magic works best for me when it aligns with scientific principles. World-building works best when it draws from sources in our world. Characters work best when they're grounded in solid human emotion and experience. Being a writer, then, is as much about observation as it is about imagination. I try to let new experiences inspire me. I've been lucky enough in this field that I am able to travel frequently. When I visit a new country, I try to let the culture, people, and experiences there shape themselves into a story. Once, when I visited Taiwan, I was fortunate enough to visit the National Palace Museum with my editor, Sherry Wang, and translator, Lucy Tuan, along to play tour guides. A person can't take in thousands of years of Chinese history in a matter of a few hours, but we did our best. Fortunately, I had some grounding in Asian history and lore already. I lived for 2 years in Korea as an LDS missionary, and then I minored in Korean during my university days. Seeds of a story started to grow in my mind from this visit. What stood out most to me were the stamps. We sometimes call them chops in English, but I've always called them by their Korean name of tojong. In Mandarin, they're called yinchon. These intricately carved stone stamps are used as signatures in many different Asian cultures. During my visit to the museum, I noticed many of the familiar red stamps. Some were, of course, the stamps of the artists, but there were others. One piece of calligraphy was covered in them. Lucy and Sherry explained, ancient Chinese scholars and nobility, if they liked a work of art, would sometimes stamp it with their stamp, too. One emperor in particular loved to do this, and would take beautiful sculptures or pieces of jade, centuries old, and have his stamp and perhaps some lines of his poetry carved into them. What a fascinating mindset! Imagine being a king, deciding that you particularly liked Michelangelo's David, and so having your signature carved across the chest. That's essentially what this was. The concept was so striking, I began playing with a stamp magic in my head. Soul stamps, capable of rewriting the nature of an object's existence. I didn't want to stray too close to soul casting from the Stormlight world, and so instead I used the inspiration of the museum, of history, to devise a magic that allowed rewriting an object's past. The story grew from that starting place. As the magic aligned a great deal with the system I'd been developing for Cell, the world where Elantris takes place, I set the story there. I also had based several cultures there on our world Asian cultures, so it fit wonderfully. You can't always write what you know, not exactly what you know. You can, however, write what you see.